Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Original. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Walks merrily down the street, his big fat ass in tow. Ain't no sound but the sound of grains spilling from his tote. And O'Reilly insists to look at the rice at his feet. Out of the doorway, basmati drips to the sound of the beat. Yeah! It's loose rice in a bag. It's loose rice in a bag. And another grain gone, and another grain gone. Loose rice in a bag. Hey, they're gonna read reviews. Loose rice in a bag.
And another grain gone, and another grain gone. Loose rice in a bag. What episode was that from again? That was such a good theme song. Wait, who was that from?
That was from John Mars.
That was...
pretty awesome name.
That was fantastic. What was the loose rice in a bag episode from? I mean, sorry, what was that? What episode was that from?
I have such a bad memory with this kind of stuff. It was like...
loose, but I remember it was us loose rice in a bag.
Singing something, not to the tune of Another One Bites the Dust.
It was, we were on like a date and you ordered loose rice in a bag.
Oh yeah, it was like Chinese takeout and it was like loose rice in a bag.
I just want to make it clear to the listeners that the guests we have on, our format is not like we don't like make them be quiet until they are on because their name's in the episode title for every episode. So our guest today, he's just staying quiet because he doesn't want to be here. It has nothing to do with like keeping it a secret or he just like really is he's participating as little as he can.
I have a big, like, digital countdown clock in the corner, just literally watching the seconds tick by until I can leave.
I have a big digital footprint.
Why'd you say yes, then, I guess is the question.
Riley kind of held some stuff over me, said I didn't really have a choice.
Kind of.
Yeah, I guess she very explicitly sent me some things and was like, these will leak if you don't do the show.
So. For the first time ever, we have a guest who's very special to me.
Ew.
And to thee. Alfred Bardwell Evans is on the pod.
Ooh.
Now you love it? A second ago you said ew.
I'm so happy to be here, you guys.
Well, now we heard
There's
his name.
No way.
He heard his name and then he got excited.
I realized that this could be an opportunity to make something about me, and now I am thrilled.
For those of you who don't know, Alfred is one of my best friends. We went to college together, we did improv in college together. We've made shit together outside of college. We just did a short film. Alf was the lead in that Daniel and Elizabeth, Daniel directed, Elizabeth and Daniel wrote. I produced, not to brag. So I kind of had the most important job.
Would have happened without you, but
you're here. I'll tell the people a little bit about, well, Alfred.
Sure. I guess first and foremost, I'm a friend of Riley's. That tends to be how I introduce myself most often. You know, yeah, I am. I live in Chicago, Illinois. So, you know, Yeah, I guess it is. Affordable rent, horrible winters. You know, that's a trade-off. And I couldn't be happier to be here, you know, and doing a topic which I'm sure we'll find has no personal relevance to me.
Also, if you listen to the pod and if you went to Into the Mist last year, you know him as Archibald MacLeod. That's where you know him from. And if you're a patron on our Patreon, you've seen him on a live stream before. He's
just
tall and
one,
pale and
but
ginger.
It was enough of an impression that you should remember the fucker.
It'll be burned into your retina.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I asked you how many sexual partners you had, and it really bumped you.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, I, you know, didn't really realize that we were going to be even doing the live stream until pretty soon before I was there. And you know, I don't want to like quibble, but you didn't just ask me that. It was more you came right out of the gate and you said,
"Sure,
have you ever slept with a virgin?" was what you asked me. Which, you know, I would have thought there were few questions more intrusive.
And it did go from zero to there. It went from nothing to have you ever slept with a virgin.
It was literally like, yeah. "How's California, man? Have you ever slept with a virgin before?" And I didn't. I was legitimately, you know, flummoxed by that. That was
yeah,
tough
yeah,
to
yeah.
take in.
And I, you know, you don't have to answer any question you don't feel comfortable about. But in terms of the question of have you ever had,
oh my God,
a virgin?
Yeah. Yeah.
The answer is yes.
No. So sorry, that was me responding. Like, yeah, is that the question? In order to publicly reveal the answer to that, you are going to have to go ahead and subscribe to the Patreon. That is a paywalled secret. I will reveal almost any detail, personal or otherwise, about myself for money.
On Jeff and my Patreon that you've only been on one live stream for and probably won't
be
on for
in
the near
perk.
Future.
Yeah.
Rising tide lifts all boats, my friends.
Trickle down. Ask Alf anything.
I'm sure that the money.
You get your AA card.
But we're not here to talk about virgins. Well, we're not here to talk about.
The fuck.
We're here to talk about something that I guess just is like a totally random topic that Alf picked. We're here to talk about axe throwing places. Now, when we asked Alfred after he agreed to come on the pod, we're like, what topic do you want to cover? Pretty right out the gate, you suggested this. Why?
We didn't put up a fight at all. We were just like, that's the one. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, really, it was a test. to see if you guys would sort of prioritize my mental health over content. And what I found pretty quickly was it was, oh my God, no, let's do that. Let's put your trauma on display for views. And so I was like, oh,
well,
cool.
Well, people don't watch this podcast. It's not really a video podcast. So I guess
no, and a lot of people don't listen either, do they?
It's giving Kevin Nealon on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. I don't know if you guys listen to that show, but Kevin Nealon was on that show and he literally was like the meanest person I've ever. Well, I guess it's not really
what
giving
the fuck?
That. No, it's
comes on the show. You're the biggest dick I've ever met in my life.
That right? Well,
it's not.
One time when I was in high school, I had a teacher, a math teacher, who like I was like getting help from him, and he started telling this story. And the moral of the story was basically this: he was like, "Yeah, man, when I was in the army, I went to boot camp and there was this one guy who was just such a lazy piece of shit. I don't know why I thought of that." It was basically the story. He basically told me like a 5-minute story about a guy he knew who he had like a really low opinion of. And that was kind of the story.
No, but Kevin Nealon's so funny. And it's not exactly giving that, but
oh,
I was watching
my God.
That last night. And it's a little bit giving that because it's just like sharp.
And you don't feel like
you're on it, man.
No one's ever stood up to Jeff like this.
I was
going to
say, you don't feel
on.
Like you invited this somehow by the first ever public question you asked me was the virgin thing. I think it's pretty audacious for you to come in here and be like, hey, man, your energy is kind of hostile.
Alf, let's get into axe throwing, because we did fail the test and we did very quickly say yes to the suggestion. And do you want to tell, do you want to just kind of air out your trauma for the listeners?
I said I wasn't going to talk about this.
You didn't.
I don't want to talk about
this. You said it was going to come up.
No, I don't want to talk about this.
No way it doesn't come up.
No, I was pretty clear, I think, with...
you weren't at all.
Wow. No, but I just think it's...
Not but 5 minutes ago, you said, yeah, I guess I'll tell everybody.
No, man. I mean, the way in which you guys are so comfortable rewriting history is really kind of appalling. It's like, they're one person when the mics are off, and then they come on, and they're just hungry for blood.
Do you want me to tell them?
I mean, that would be a fascinating, that would be like a lot of the exercises my therapist has me do, but I think, I'll just go ahead and tell the story. So I've never thrown an axe. I've never thrown an axe in my life. I never will. I will never hold an axe again. Because.
So you have held one.
I thought I was telling the story. So 2 years ago, I was outside chopping wood like you do, pretty rustic. And, you know, like if you've ever like held a lacrosse stick, you know, and I'm sort of revealing something about my upbringing with this, you know how a lacrosse stick, it sort of cradles, it flips around. I was swinging the axe, chopping wood, hit me right in the head, side of the head, axe to the side of the head, blood everywhere. I go to the hospital, they put a couple pins in my face, turns out I broke a bone, I severed a nerve in my face, paralyzed one of my eyebrows. And so I guess I like, you know, yeah, I guess I don't really like fuck with axes anymore.
So but you immediately suggest an axe throwing place to talk about for an hour.
Yeah, I guess I'm, again, this is like, it reminds me a lot of therapy. I guess I'm.
You got to get as much mileage out of that accident as possible.
That's the thing, and we've stumbled into something here, and I just want to air it right now. You did say accident, and within about 30 seconds of me telling the story, every motherfucker thinks they're some kind of Jerry Seinfeld type who wants to make jokes about like accident. Oh my god, that was a terrible accident.
And you could have said comedian, but instead you said Jerry Seinfeld type.
Well, I wanted to make sure that everyone knew it's not funny. And it's not that it's not funny because it's like trauma. That's fine. I think we should make jokes about trauma. I think it's not
yours
funny
specifically,
and mine only, because it's lazy. It's not, you know, it's right there. It's the first thing. I literally made that joke to the EMT in the back of the ambulance. They were really off put by it.
And they also said that. That's kind of some low hanging fruit, man. You're bleeding out from the face.
They're like, that's really like, that's what something Jerry Seinfeld would say.
They were like, you really want that to be your last words, King?
I also wasn't making a pun.
No, I know, which is shocking. And I was genuinely off.
It was one of the
that.
Few times I wasn't making a pun.
Yeah.
When I found out about, to make Alf's trauma about me, which is one of my favorite things to do, when I found out about this, it was like, I don't know, how long after it happened did you post on Instagram about it? Because I found out
in
about
the hospital.
This through an Instagram post.
In the hospital.
I was actively,
a photo of you in your hospital gown with like stitches and like, you know, band-aids or whatever the fuck on your face. And, like, it was, like...
Band-aids. Yeah, that's what they give you after you chopped your face open with an axe. Yeah, it was like...
It was a photo dump. It was, like, different photos of people, like, with, like, wild eyebrows. And it was, like, a whole long caption of, like, almost died. Like, I remember I was at home and I was just like, I'm like, holy shit, Alfred almost died. It was terrible. But I'm glad we can talk about it now on a public forum.
Yeah, I mean, I was actively on fentanyl when I made that post, which is like a fun fact. A lot of people don't know. I woke up after the surgery and I heard my nurses talking shit. They were like, he kind of looks like Ed Sheeran. And I was like still like dozed. And I was like, come on. And then they're like, no, he's Harry. He's Prince Harry. And I was like, why are there no attractive redheads?
Damian Lewis.
Sure. I would have taken Damien. You know, he is a good 30 years older than me, but that doesn't... Better than Ed Sheeran.
Jeff, do you have any experience with axes or axe-throwing places?
No, I feel like there's so many axe-throwing places, especially in Brooklyn, and I wanted to go, and I never did. I almost went one day.
Didn't have anyone to go with, or... Oh.
I actually had the person to go with, and it was closed.
Perfect.
And then every other day it was open, and I didn't have someone to go with.
Ah, friend for a day kind of thing.
Yeah. Sort of a virgin.
Sort of a Bumble BFF moment that didn't last too long. An acronym place is somewhere I would never want to be. I never want to. I am just too nervous. I'm not confident enough in my hand-eye coordination to be able to fling an axe through the air and trust that it wouldn't, like, that I wouldn't slip and kind of do what Alf did.
Yeah.
No.
I was frankly astonished, like, looking through reviews. What I was expecting, and, you know, maybe this is my trauma speaking, was
Hello,
trauma on the line, was every single place to have, like, a one star, like, lost a hand. Fuck this place. But literally none of the, nowhere I looked at, like, there were a lot of reviews being like, I wish this place was less safe. All these narcs coming around caring about how safe it is. So that was actually kind of encouraging to see that people take axe safety seriously, because it turns out you can really wreck your shit with it.
Turns out.
Turns out. You might not have expected.
Should we take a break and then get into reviews? Do we want to just get into
Let's do one first. We're only at 15. Who wants to start us off, man?
I mean, I will. I can.
Do you want to?
Yeah, I can.
Then do
it. No one else is chomping at the bit to do it. Like, I'll go.
You were pointing at yourself. You're going, I want to go. So we didn't feel like we could say anything.
You sent a message to the Zoom chat 7 minutes ago saying, please let me go first.
If anyone trying goes to play first, cool. I'll cry.
I didn't do that. I didn't do that. This is a review from Axe Ventures in San Diego, California. 5 stars from Sid S. Alf, can we get a last name for Sid S?
Snape.
Sid Snape. 5 stars. Sorry. This is poetry. All right, here we go. 5 stars. Sid Snape. No generic poses by the destroyed target. Truth be known, my big brother and I put a hurtin' on the target planks working through rage. I am not proud of that. It wasn't mine to destroy. I love the staff and their don't tread on me flag. Deep respect. Cat, C-A-T, or K-A-T, cat. Took time giving us thorough safety pointers and general tricks to succeed. The crowd was mixed, a huge group of guy friends and their proud father with his daughters and a couple. No one laughed when the axe defied our intents. I liked the hatchet for its heft and balance. The small, shiny axe felt tiny in my paws, but flew well and stuck deeply. The double axe was challenging to release well, and the saw blade perplexed me. My buddy loved the throwing shovel, and it stuck deeply for his efforts. Go there already. Very therapeutic evening. They also had, for the adventurous, a smash room filled with fun things to destroy and your choice of weapons. We didn't try that. Maybe another time. Great evening. Thank you, staff. What is my favorite line?
There's so much to
choose. The small, shiny axe felt tiny in my paws.
Yeah. Guys, I appreciate the advice that you're trying to give me advice, but I thought that you were going to give me advice on the axe throwing. It feels like you guys are giving me tips on how you think I should be leading my life.
You know, man, we see you. We see you come in here the way you are, you know, and it's like kind
of
like...
The way you are, that's such a big part of it, is he comes in the way he is.
And my main issue is it's sort of like what you're asking us to do is teach you to run. And you don't even know how to walk, my friend.
I didn't ask anything.
Okay, well, you came in here looking very needy.
Why'd you call us over here?
Exactly.
Did he not call us over here?
I'm pretty sure I heard it.
You're pretty sure you heard it?
Maybe you would. What is your name again, brother? What is your name?
Ramon.
Ramon?
Yeah.
Ramon. I distinctly remember Ramon calling, waving us over, saying, help me, help me. How do I throw this axe?
I thought he was drowning for a minute. It looked so desperate.
Yeah. Again, you even said it. It was, how do I throw this axe? It wasn't, what you were just saying before I said you're giving me life advice, which is that you think I should change careers because I guess you don't think it's interesting to work in sports media, which a lot of people would disagree.
Okay, so you work in sports media, right? Boring, very boring. Imagine I walk in to your place of work.
Okay.
I'm holding, I don't know what the fuck, a javelin, right?
Do not bring a weapon to my place of work.
Okay.
He's talking about sports. He's thinking about sports. Throwing javelins, not fine. A sport. I'm sorry. I don't work in sports media, and I know that throwing javelins a fucking Olympic
Thank
sport.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, but the coverage of that's only every 4 years. I wasn't hired to cover
javelins.
Oh, my God.
Just
okay.
Listen to the man.
Something else. A discus, maybe. I come in. I'm holding a discus.
Same exact
shot put. What
Olympic
do you want from
coverage?
Me? Okay.
All track and field games.
Football.
Great.
Okay. I come
Too
in,
easy.
Pigskin. Right? Holding the football.
There it is.
I okay. look at you, okay? And it's clear by the whole way I am, I've never even held a football. Okay. And I walk in and I say, how do I win the Heisman? What do you say to me?
That's a really That's good question, Jim.
Not really, because
it's putting the shoe on the other foot for him.
It's
I can see him thinking through it.
Just asking you to imagine you were someone else for
I
a
just
minute.
Don't think it's a one-to-one because what you're saying is you're walking into FS1's studios.
Yes.
And you're holding a football and you
barely.
I'm sorry,
he said
but
he's
you
barely
look like,
holding it. He doesn't know. He's never seen one before. How would he know how to hold it?
Even if you're holding it perfectly, I'm sorry, but you look like you're almost 40, right? So you'd have to go
almost.
Back to So you're offended that I didn't go higher.
I'm 43, young man.
And he's fucking proud of it, brother.
Yeah, age is just a number and it's not anything to be ashamed of.
I'm not trying to shame you. I'm just saying the Heisman is specifically a college football award.
Sure.
So my first
I've
concern
never
be,
even held one. Why would I know that?
You knew about the Heisman at all. So it seems like you know a little bit about football, and it was just a hypothetical. What I'm saying to you is that if you came into my place of work holding a football, bad or well, and said, how do I win the Heisman? I would say it's not in the cards because you're 43 and you'd have to go back to college and then play with a bunch of 18 to 22
So you're saying when you're in your 40s, you can't go back to school? Is that what you're saying?
Wow.
That once you've passed a certain age, wow. you're barred from learning. Uh oh, gates closed. No more knowledge getting in the noggin. Is that what you're fucking saying, man? I think knowledge is power. I think education is the most powerful force we have in the universe. And you're saying that my buddy here, fucking Jim R, can't go back to school if he so chooses?
He could go back to school, but I don't think it's smart, and I don't think they'll take him
wow.
on the team.
Ask
don't
me
think
how many
it's
degrees
smart.
I have. Ask me
ask
how many
him,
degrees.
Ask him. You,
you
wouldn't
probably
even
walk in here.
You
think,
have no idea.
You think
you
this
no
guy
idea.
Probably barely even has 2 or 3 degrees. How many degrees do you think I have?
I don't think that. I think you at most have an associate's degree.
Baker's does.
You have 13 college degrees.
Yes. And 4 of those are terminal. They're the highest you can get.
What are all 13 of them?
Okay. I was hoping.
Oh, now you're setting them off. Now you're setting them off. Tell them all 13 of your
and
degrees.
And if you stutter even a little bit, I'm going to know you're lying.
You
okay.
just
got
to. I know
no
you, man.
You
I know
13.
You love doing this. Just rapid fire. List all 13 of your degrees right now. 3, 2, 1, go.
Here we go. Bachelor's in American Studies. Second one is a bachelor's in European Studies. Number 3, you're going to be shocked. It's going to go ahead and be biochemical engineering. A bachelor's. A master's and a doctorate. That's the first of my terminal degrees. Next up, I have a certificate. It counts in computer technology, information technology from a local community college. And then I went on.
That
I tra-
one's the oh, biggest waste of time.
There's something wrong with community college?
Oh my
no,
God. You
no,
classic
you're
going to
interrupt me in
the
middle
name
of my
the
thing.
The degree just seems useless and it's a certificate, right?
It
so you
counts.
Said computer technology in.
Computer information technology and information
computer
technology.
Computer technology
yeah.
and information technology.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all right.
You want to know what my most important degree is?
Yeah.
My family.
Is that one of the 13? Because then it could just be a normal dozen.
I have family psychology, 3 degrees.
All that's the terminal.
You have you have messed up written all over you. I mean, you walked in here and ring, ring, the bell went off. I said, this guy, you know, he thinks of himself as the cool uncle, but really he's the detached step uncle kind of type.
Step uncle. Yeah.
And you know what I'm talking about.
No, we all like
do
honestly.
Do you have a detached step uncle?
I was looking, you know, I know because it's like, I almost didn't want to come over here and help you. Can I be honest about that? I was so close to just turning you down, going to help some other paying axe throwing customers. But I see you, and I think there was a fear in me that it's like, oh my God, he reminds me of Jonathan. Oh my God, he reminds me of Jonathan. But I decided to come over here anyway. Because I have
Jonathan your step uncle.
He's my detached step uncle.
That's fine, by the way. It's fine to have a step uncle that you're not that close with. I if anything, I wouldn't want to have to get to know a step aunt or uncle that well, right? That's that's your biggest trauma.
I never said that's my biggest trauma. But what I'm hearing you say is that just when family isn't related by blood, then they're not family. So you don't consider anyone who isn't related by blood.
No!
I don't know if we can serve you anymore, to be honest. I don't know if,
I don't want to be here at this point, because now I do feel like you guys think my character's bad.
Feel? Oh my God.
Get out. Full
he
refund.
He never does this. He never does this.
Full refund. What?
Okay.
20 for your troubles.
You're paying him to leave?
Yeah, he needs it. I mean, look, Christ, look at him.
Oh, God.
Theology, one of my other degrees.
Just because you said Christ.
There's a Bible story I think a lot about when I see you.
What is it?
Jonah and the whale.
Which one am I?
You're Jonah, and you're trapped. The whale is your dead-end sports media career.
I am on-air talent.
He's reading you like a fucking book. He's reading you like a book, and he knows how to read. He's got 13 degrees.
You're on air. I'll say that much. You're on air. I don't know about talent.
If he gives you a full refund and a crisp 20, will you get off our premises
yes,
right now?
Yes, give that to me. I'm gone. This has been hurtful, and also, I think I kind of have to take a look at my values, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Would have been nice. I just saying, thank you would have been nice.
Thank you. Yeah. Well,
thank you.
Say thank you, Jim. Say thank you, Jim.
No, because I don't like the way you're making me say it. I already said thank you. I just said it.
But it's whatever. I don't know. That's another thing you should look at. I just think that's another thing you should look at. If you had so much resistance to saying his name, looking him in the eye, shaking his hand, and saying thank
you. This is great, Jim. Appreciate
shake
you, Jim.
His fucking hand.
I appreciate
hand.
You, Jim.
Take his paw in yours.
Give
say
me a
thank
paw.
You, Jim.
Give me your paw.
Give him your paw. Give him your paw.
What?
Give him
what
your paw.
This?
Just give me your paw.
Do you guys own this place?
Give him your paw.
13 degrees and you just work at an axe throwing place?
I'm a doctor, okay? And I am a lawyer as well. And I know for a fact I don't need to answer that.
I don't know how you had the time to get those.
He's 43. He's
I'm
old
43,
as shit.
Okay? I'm old as time, man.
You have two doctorates.
Sure. You know? And
one of them's an MD you just insinuated.
Can I just say, your worldview is tiny.
Minuscule, man.
You know, you ever use that thing where you put it, what's it called, a ViewMaster? You ever use a ViewMaster? That's your worldview.
That's fine that you think that.
Just slides.
I'm gone. This has been bad, but also maybe good. Don't do this to other people, because I'm going to go cry in my car.
Release. That's beautiful.
I don't need release.
Oh.
Go. Why are you still standing here?
I'm gone.
You've been standing in the doorway for 10 minutes talking about how you're leaving.
I hate to see him go, but I love to watch him walk away.
What was that?
Huh? I was talking to my colleague.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with some more axe throwing, hatchet having reviews.
Mm.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Hey, podcasts, listen. Alf and I want to talk to you about another podcast called, and you'll never guess, Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, if you've never heard of Comedy Bang Bang and you listen to the show, that's insane. It is one of the longest running comedy podcasts out there, and it literally revolutionized the medium. Every episode, host Scott Aukerman interviews a famous guest like Andy Samberg, Sarah Silverman, or John Hamm. But unlike every normal interview show, Scott and the guest are joined by a group of unhinged fictional characters played by the best comedic improvisers around. People like Nick Kroll, guest of the pod Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, and previous review guest Ben Schwartz. Over the years, the podcast has built an expanded universe with tons of recurring jokes and fan favorite characters. But the best part is you can still easily jump in at any time and enjoy a new episode as a first time listener. So check out new episodes of Comedy Bang Bang every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Alf, thoughts?
I've been listening to that show for years on and off, honestly, since I was probably in high school, which, wow, time flies. I'm older now than I was before.
Good shit. Take a listen, Comedy Bang Bang. Bye.
And we're back. Alfred, do you want to take the next review or should
I? Yeah. No, I'd love to.
Do you think you're okay to talk about it?
Talk about my review?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just given this accident.
Yeah, I mean, we've been going for, a half hour already talking about it. I don't know why this is such a strange moment to ask.
I just want
to
check in. I like checking in.
Hey.
What?
Thank you.
I know.
Not really, though. It wasn't like, because you... She put you on the spot earlier saying, talk about the accident. Mm-hmm. That's the time to check in. Now, we just had a break. You should be fine.
Let's scrap it.
What?
The whole episode?
Yeah, let's fucking bin it.
There's no way.
See, this is, you don't know how to deal with it, Jeff. You don't know how to deal with this. That's why I need to keep checking in. Elf, are you okay to read your review now?
Yeah, let's.
Okay.
Hey, let's keep going. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. This,
that's awesome.
Just tread fucking lightly. Don't.
Oh, just, I was saying that's pretty cool.
This is from Class Axe Throwing. Class Axe. Pretty good stuff. Throwing in Jacksonville, Florida.
Of course it is.
This is from Caitlin S.
Sever.
That's what I was going to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Group mind. My husband and I came in on Wednesday. We had Madison.
Wait, sorry, how many stars? Did I miss that?
Oh, one. That's going to go ahead and be okay. One star.
Great.
My husband and I came in on Wednesday. We had Madison as our expert. Nice. And it's safe to say that we will never be going back. Not only was she really rude to me, but the entire time she was flirting with my husband. He would miss, and she would say things like, ooh, try again, or nice try. But if I missed, she would say really unencouraging things to me. She made me so uncomfortable we left before our hour was up.
She taught my husband a trick shot after like 25 minutes and allowed him to do a two-handed trick one-handed. She at one point pushed me out of my range and started throwing axes with my husband as if it was their date. She was constantly on her phone, and I was certain she was taking pictures and videos of my husband throwing axes.
God.
We had come to learn something new and have a good time, but it's safe to say we will not be back.
Hey, hey, handsome. I couldn't help but notice that your grip on the axe is maybe a little subpar. I'm Madison. I work here. I'm one of the experts. Figured I could give you a hand or two. Whatever.
Sure. Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, that'd be totally fine. Could I just get a, yeah. Sorry, do you hear something?
No, me? Do I hear anything? Do I hear anything? I hear the music.
Right. Oh, I guess maybe it was on the music. Anyway, how do I hold it? I guess is a good starting point.
Well, I guess, sorry, are you two together? Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, 3 years. Well, what? Sorry?
3 years.
Oh, I didn't, I was just more asking, like, are you two here together in this one lane for the axe throwing?
Oh, yes, we are.
Okay. And sorry, can I get your name, handsome?
Sorry, we're both handsome. I didn't know who you were talking to.
I'm talking to you. Oh. Tall glass of water.
Thank you. You can call me Duncan.
Hi, Duncan. And what's your name? Ugly?
Sorry?
Normie? Normie Ugly? What's your name?
Holy shit. Yeah, my name's Lily.
Hi, Lily. Disgusting. Okay, well, handsome Duncan, if you wouldn't mind, I can just, like, kind of...
What the hell was that?
...snake around behind you, and I can help you... What? Whoa, 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 what? What?
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Oh, okay.
Lil, why are you being so rude to Madison?
Are you kidding me?
She's just trying to help us throw.
She called me a normie and ugly, and then after I told her my name, she called me disgusting.
Dr. Swanson talked about you're just projecting, okay? Just because you feel that way about yourself does not mean that that's what other people are thinking or saying about you. Okay?
Yeah.
It's fine. She seems really sweet.
Well, we also don't go to Dr. Swanson anymore because I misheard you when you said that it was what I thought an MFT, but it was an NFT. Haver. So that was just your buddy.
Yeah, and he's very good with economics and also, you know, the market, the free market of a relationship, I think, as well, he's very good at.
The free market of a relationship?
Yeah.
Things are getting too serious in here. There's a lot of talky-talky and not enough axy-axy.
What's funny
so
about that?
So true, Madison. God, you're
not
funny.
Not enough axy. Oh my god,
not
thank
really.
You. So, okay, Duncan, Daddy Duncan, I'm just gonna
I don't have children.
Behind, you don't?
No.
You don't have kids?
Very much untethered.
Untethered. I love that.
What
well,
the fuck is happening?
Hey,
babe?
Lily? Ass? Can you just, like, give us a minute? I'm trying to teach Duncan here.
Why aren't you teaching both of us?
Throw an axe. Why aren't I teaching? I never said I wasn't going to teach both of you. I literally never said that. Get your ears checked, Lily.
Okay, sorry.
Why are you sorry? You're so meek. You're so meek, and Duncan's so confident and so hot. And you're sitting here just not. And you're going to rot. Now, excuse me? Well, I'm going to put my hands on your husband's hands. I'm going to put them around the base of this axe. I'm going to squeeze them tightly. And then one, two, three.
Whoa!
Bullseye. Now, see, wow. Duncan, I don't think you would have been able to do that with Lily. I don't think you would have been able to do that without my tiny little baby little hands or on your big, strong, manly ones.
No, it's true. Lily doesn't know anything about axe throwing.
Let me see your hands,
that
Lily.
Doesn't matter.
Let me see your hands, Lily. Giant. Calloused. Dry.
Hey.
Uneven fingers.
Hey, Madison?
What? What? What'd I do?
Finally.
What'd I do?
You're starting to cross a line.
A line?
Yeah, okay. Nobody makes fun of her hands like that, okay?
That's the only time.
I wasn't making fun of them.
Her hands are normal sized.
Well, not compared to my little dainty, delicate ones.
I am not. My girlfriend does not have big hands.
Oh, so you're not married?
No.
Oh, my mistake. This is going to be a lot easier than I thought. Lily, I would like you to move to the other lane. Right now.
I'm not going to do that.
Lil, just do what she says.
Just do what I say.
Are you kidding me?
Just do what I say. What's the big problem?
Been overtly the rudest person to me in my life ever.
Your hands are so small. I think...
Mine?
No, I was talking to Lily.
Oh.
Can we have a moment?
You and me?
Me and Lily. You're like really close.
Okay. Sorry, I'll back up.
You're beeping, but you're not moving.
I'll go now.
Okay.
I'll go now.
Thank you.
Start taking videos.
Lily, look.
She's filming us.
And let her.
She's filming
and
us.
And let her.
I don't understand where you're falling on this issue, because you stand up for me with the hands. You stand up for me just now with her being close to you. But every other time you've been like, Madison, you said I'm untethered.
I mean, I'm just confused, I guess, about hearing you talk this way, because when we had our conversation last week, you said that you didn't like the responsibility of dating me. You said that you felt like it was you were being my mommy and that it was a lot of work for you and that you felt like my therapist and all these things. And I was like, okay. And I kind of took that as a cue to start, you know, looking around and like appreciating, you know.
Such a piece of shit. You know what? I break up with you, obviously, because if that landed to you as not just me setting a boundary and saying, I need you to be working on yourself within this as I am on me.
Mm-hmm.
You took it as, let me start looking for the next game.
Not the next one, but maybe at the same time.
I'm gone.
Oh.
Wait, did I just hear that you guys are no longer together?
No,
I mean, I overheard. I also have
it
on
together.
Video.
We're together.
Not.
We're very much together.
If you're broken
up,
I'm no longer interested in you. If you're together, then I'm even wetter.
Look.
But
Lily,
if you're apart, then you're not for me. So what is this?
Lily, I know that you broke up with me just now, and I get that. And I
ew.
No, you...
Lily's cool now.
No, wait. Lily, just pretend that we're still together for a few more minutes so I can bag this one.
I don't care what you do or have. And the last thing I'm going to do right now is help you out.
You're being...
Hey, Lily. Wait, Lily. So before you go, I'm really sorry about all that misunderstanding back there. I think there was a lot of just miscommunication between the two of us. And I think the way you might have interpreted what I was doing was wrong, and it wasn't. But because we're here and now, I just want to say, like, I'm sorry if I made you feel any kind of way. That wasn't the intention. And I'm wondering if, like, maybe we could go get a boba.
We can't go get a boba, but you pissed me off so much, and he pissed me off so much that I need to take out my frustration on someone's body sexually. So if you want to come back home with me, we can do that now. But this is the only time I'm going to ask. And if you don't say yes right now, that's totally fine.
Yes.
But I'm going to go. Let's go.
Okay.
I'm so confused.
Brother, did you say you're confused? Do you need help with the axe?
No, I mean, yeah.
Because I got a guy. There is someone here who's got 13 college degrees.
No
who
way.
Who can help you with your life and with your arm throwing axe.
It's like, have you ever had a day where your life was so bright and perfect and you had a girlfriend and also a flirting with someone, and then in an instant it turns and it flips and it goes around the other way and now you're so, so lonely?
Boy, do I have the mentor for you.
Sick. That sounds really hype.
Are you going to come over here or not?
Yeah, just give me a sec.
To do
calls,
what?
Dials his phone. Hey, Lily. I know we haven't talked in a while, and I hope you and Madison are really happy. I just want to let you know that I met somebody too. He's got 13 college degrees, 4 of them are terminal, and he has really turned my life around for the better, a lot better than you ever did. So I hope you're thriving, and I hope 30 is treating you dirty, you witch. Hangs up.
Should we do our last segment?
Let's do it.
Yes! This should be a week long. Alfred, what's been shaking? If this is, you know, anything that's on your mind or anything that you're worried about, you're anxious about, you're dealing with actively or inactively, the floor is yours.
Oh, wow. You know, I guess I have a problem.
Okay.
and the problem is my addiction to Dunkin' Donuts.
Got it.
Iced coffee. I recently moved at the beginning of this.
Chicago, Illinois.
No, I've lived there for a very long time, but thank you for keeping up to date. Thank you for following me on Instagram and really keeping apprised for life. I moved to a new apartment in Chicago.
To be fair, you never post. Sorry. To be fair, you never post.
Well, I do if I'm in a hospital bed.
That's true.
And I...
It's also not a good... Yeah.
I just believe
that's
in
a bad sell.
Shouldn't sure. be often enough that you're in hospital beds that you're like, oh, well, I can post now.
I like to live my life. And then Instagram is just for the moments in between. So I live now in a new apartment, 5 minutes walking distance, if that, from a Dunkin' Donuts. And I have been going
dangerous.
To that, and yes, very much so. And I have been going to that Dunkin' Donuts every single day, at least one time. At least one
What's
time.
What's your order?
I get a medium iced coffee, cream only.
You slipped into a Boston accent.
I don't think I did. I just go up to the counter and I say, good day, madam. Could I please trouble you for a medium iced coffee, cream only?
You can't help it. They're you like, did it again.
We've never done this, but we do reserve the right to refuse service to anyone.
And frankly, I'm getting to the crux of the issue now. My problem, I guess, is not really that I go to Dunkin' 1-2 times a day. It's that Dunkin' Donuts recently changed their reward program. And if there's any Dunky heads in the audience, they'll know.
Dunky heads?
Used to be that 200 points on a rewards thing would equal a free beverage of any kind of beverage. You could get like an $8 drink
Easy,
from Dunkin'
man. Easy.
For free.
Easy.
Just for having 200 points.
Calm down.
It was free money. You could get 100 bonus points every Monday just for ordering ahead in the app.
Holy
that way,
shit.
Every 2 weeks, you were getting a free drink.
So then what happened?
They just changed it. So now, they've changed it so the different points based on the kind of drink you're getting. But even just for a medium iced coffee, cream only, it is 500 points.
It is $500.
It went from 200 points to 500 points. And if you want to get like... you know, pumpkin spice, cold foam, like all of the shit, like an $8 drink, you're looking at like 900 points. And I think that is absurd.
That's crazy.
It makes me want to stop going.
But you're not gonna.
But?
But I have a chemical addiction to caffeine.
There it is.
Right.
And that's where you and I are the same. I showed up at Jeffrey James's place last night.
I was just about to say. 6:30 p.m. She got to my place and was like, was just drinking a coffee. And I was like, the sun is down, which is a good
I said it wasn't down when I brewed it.
Which, again, is worse.
No, because the sun had just set. The sun had just set.
I don't know. Were you able to go to sleep?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I guess I just envy you.
I have had too much caffeine over my period of life to where it doesn't really... Like, if I have a coffee at, like, 8 p.m., I'll sleep like a goddamn baby. I'll sleep like a goddamn baby.
Goddamn baby.
I'll sleep like a goddamn baby. Whoa. Jeff, what's been shaking you?
You know, there's stuff. I'll just plug my sister has an online magazine called Clear Story, and it talks about the intersection of contemplative thinking and social action. And she just released a print edition.
That's so much more important than anything I've ever done. I mean that genuinely. Me too. Yeah. I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Not putting together 190 pages of poems, essays, and interviews about rest, healing, and wisdom.
My God. So
if you guys like reading stuff about contemplation, or theology, or social justice, or anything like that, check it out. ClearStoryMag.com.
Sarah's the best.
Triple check that is the link.
Probably good to do.
That is it, yeah.
I just want to say, I think you guys are really hard on yourself just there.
Nah, you don't have to say that.
No, I mean it. I mean, you guys have a podcast, or in Jeff's case, you have 10 podcasts.
What you can't do, by the way, is text us an Apple Cash request for compliment and then give the compliment, because we don't want or need it, and I don't want to pay you $10 for this.
Okay, $5. So you guys were really hard on yourself just then. And it's like, you know, you make content and, you know, and there's a shortage of that these days. You know, you go online.
You fucking asshole.
And there's like, you can't fucking find anything, you know.
Especially podcasts.
Podcasts, it is an undersaturated.
It's a brave new world out there for podcasts.
Exactly. It is a buyer's market. And I really think that, you know.
Fucker.
There are 10 people who every week you might make their day a little bit better. You know, and there could be equally as many people whose day has been made worse. And I think that's beautiful, and that you guys should celebrate the part of the media ecosystem that you inhabit. And like, let's be honest, you guys couldn't do what Jeff's sister does. So it's not like you guys are wasting your time, because this is kind of the best you can do.
Well, now my what shook me kind of feels obsolete, because it was going to be promoting content.
Oh, sure.
No, I don't want to say
sure.
it.
I love content. I'm always on my phone.
But now I don't want to say it.
You said that you like to live your life.
Yeah.
You said you post on the in-betweens.
You said that's the in-betweens, right? So you're always on your phone?
You're
never about content.
There's a lot of in between. I don't know. Like,
oh my God.
I never said what weighs more. There was this thing, I guess it's not really content. It's a piece. I think it's like a poem someone wrote that I reposted to my, less a poem, just more of like a little piece that someone wrote that I reposted to my story the other day, weeks ago by the time this comes out. But that was just really, it was just really moving and beautiful, and about how we all, like, could just show up more for each other in a way that isn't like that we don't make a big deal about. I don't know how to describe that, but it's like, you know, even just like taking, like offering to take a friend to the airport, or like, you know, that one of the lines was like, I want to buy fruit that's on, like, specialty fruit that's on sale, not because I like it, but because friends of mine might. And like, just to show up in more of an active community way, which I think is really nice. And a lot of people DM'd me like talking about how much they loved that piece. And I loved it too. And it's just like really cool that it's like, oh, we all want this. Jeff doesn't because he hates driving to the airport. But I think
I refuse to do that for anyone I'm not.
But I think it's really nice. And shout out to Kevin T. Porter. Kevin T. Porter messaged me. He said, like, this is beautiful. How can we incorporate this into our weeks? And we were like talking about in what ways we can show up in community. And so I thought that was just really nice. Okay. That was nice. Sorry.
No,
it was nice.
I think it's really great that you read that. I think that I'm just saying, I think it was really important that you specifically read that. Because one thing I'll say, you have never bought me fruit. You know how much I love fruit.
I have bought you something for sure at one
okay.
point.
Okay. Take
in
a
the years
stab.
That I've known you. Probably a coffee.
Which you
or
love.
A chocolate, which you love.
I do love
I've
a
bought
chocolate.
You M&Ms before. I've bought chocolate. You M&Ms.
That's true. Hey, that's true. You know, some could argue not quite as big of an
what?
Ask as driving someone to the airport okay. or buying them fruit.
Alfred, what do you have to plug? What do you want to point to people?
My ears. Am I right? Well, listen
nice.
To you two jab on.
Holy shit. Kevin Nealon.
I guess, yeah, follow me on Instagram. You might see me in hospital in about 6 months' time. I'm due for another visit. That's at Alfred Innit, INNIT, at Instagram.com.
Alfred Innit? Right, what's all you said?
Jesus Christ.
It was perfect.
That was one of them. That was one of the.
He froze.
I'm pissed.
Alfred, for those of you who don't know, Alfred is British by way of Virginia. So if you're wondering, why does he sound like that? That's why.
Yeah. And you know, just know that, you know, if you want to go to the subreddit and just sort of sound off in the comments about how annoying you find my voice, you know, I really thrive on that. You know what I mean? The haters are my
lovers.
Lifeblood.
My lover blood. My haters are my lover blood. Oh. You didn't like that?
No,
I would have thought that was your kind of thing.
You can find Jeff on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. You can find the show on Reddit r/review review, Instagram at review review, Twitter at review review show.
And you can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote.
Alf, thank you so much
this
for coming
was great.
On.
This was super fun. I
thank
cackled
you.
Several times.
Thank you guys. This has been a blast. And you know, if you guys want to head over to the Reddit and leave some suggestions of what you think Riley could do to be a better friend, I would love to hear those. Because I think she's
it was
pretty...
a blast having you put us on blast. Felt really humble today.
I think it's pretty surprising how little accountability there is in this space for you guys specifically. I think that it has been a long time coming, and if I had more time, I have a grievance list.
A laundry
a
list.
Of grievances,
we'll have
exactly.
to have you on again. See?
Yeah.
I can't wait to be mean to Jeff more.
Yeah.
And I do... If you come on again soon, you have to. The requirement is the laundry list.
Yeah.
I want you to actually come up with 10 things.
Okay, I mean, won't be hard. I mean, the hard part of
only
tearing it down. Am I right?
That's gonna be the hardest part. Is only limiting it to 10. Should we thank some?
Let's do it.
Big thank you to _ Christian side hug so he can hug two people simultaneously.
Ah, a mummy. Wait a second. Dakota just had trouble wiping this week. Get it together,
Jesus.
Dude.
Agent Michael Scarn.
Aggie.
A Co versus the Volcano. Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan work tirelessly to quell a Co's boiling hot magma rage beneath the surface.
No, it's never contained. At this point, I can't tell if Daddy chose Tuesdays or if Tuesdays chose Daddy. It's just, well, me.
Austin's now a proud member of the Lego VIP Club, which is like the Mile High Club, except I've never had sex.
Ben is reminiscing on the finale of Sleeper Hit The Comeback, starring Lisa Kudrow. If you know what this is about, please become...
Bob Buell, Sausage King of Chicago.
Cam is Sposy, that's spooky and cozy because it's October, baby.
Shahuk.
Connor Finnegan's rage is Connor Finnegan... It's Connor Finnegan's strength. And Connor Finnegan... I'm starting over. Connor Finnegan's rage is Connor Finnegan's strength, and Connor Finnegan has been very strong recently.
So you're just pissed.
Yeah.
Curvature on that grind. That's right. Grave and fine.
That's nothing. Damien Kirk wonders if his innie is also a sad, lonely incel type with notoriously shitty shoulders, but at work.
Don't look now, but James Wagner's behind you and kind of looks cool as shit.
Fancy Octopus is, according to Echo, submissive and breedable.
Gray's done. This is over.
I eat spaghetti and heatballs. It's like spaghetti and meatballs, but instead of noodles, I eat the sun.
I'm Riley Anspa, and have you ever heard of this new show, The Office? You know, John Krasinski's kind of zaddy.
Jake Ullman.
Jay is actually in the U.S. for a bit now, and this whole time zone thing might work out this week.
Jeffrey Games. Jeffrey's evil but playful twin.
Jesse Tipton.
Joe, and for lack of a better term, well, Malazov.
John Daniels. I feel like it's a trap. That's just his real name.
Jewel Embiid felt like an outcast at the last Zardy, so I'm gonna go die in a lake.
Caleb is too busy to come to the phone right now. Please leave a message after beep beep.
Casper above Casper.
Lord Hunter the Ordained.
Lucas Heinzel.
Michael Bagel.
Money, money, money. I'm flush with cash from all these Patreon sims. We're famous and more important than you.
My what shook me is that I started IT Crowd, and let me say, Richard I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Would and can get it.
Nate Porteous has a birthday soon and can cry if he wants to. Happy birthday, Nate. New patron.
Nolan Murphy could stand to lose a few kidneys. I prefer him on dialysis.
Oh, hi, Mark. Well, priest.
Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife but couldn't keep her, well, happy.
Buff Riley.
Raven Schmaven.
Review Ritu. So it's this podcast, but a sequel.
Reese, using insurance money to support you fools, Berkman.
Smoking time on Main Island is closed for the winter, and Jameson Poncia has to come up with new funny original names now.
Smooth Pete and his band that had its initial success and is now in its commercial years period, the Corbin Bowl Players.
That's nothing. TJ Michael.
And Vinyl Richie. So it's Lionel Richie, but he has an extensive record collection.
He probably does. That's just Lionel Richie. Patreon.com/Riley and Jeff. You can also follow Riley on Instagram @RileyAnspa, on Twitter @RileyCoyote.
Jeffrey on Instagram @JeffreyJames and on Twitter @JeffBoyardee. Thank you so much for listening this week.
What's that?
No, she's like, thank you. I'm just thanking them for listening. So at least I could do.
Yeah. It's a really big Negroni that you're drinking.
It's 4 p.m. somewhere.
It's 4 p.m. here.
Right.
It's music. we'll see you guys again next week. Thanks for listening to this episode, especially, I guess.
This one was huge.
I mean, gears. What else is there to say?
Gears!
And we'll see you guys again next week. Arrivederci!
Chee!
That was a HeadGum Original.